Basically, we take a simple blood sample, and we culture white blood cells from that blood sample, and we measure the rate at which the mitochondria, those are small energy-producing compartments in cells, are consuming energy. So we do this in intact cells, and we measure it by measuring their oxygen consumption. And we found that Parkinson's blood cells do this four times faster, so they consume oxygen four times faster than normal healthy cells.
Right, and this was different to how Parkinson's disease was diagnosed in the past?
Yes. At the moment, diagnosis depends upon a clinical examination by a qualified neurologist who has to be skilled in the art. Even then, I understand that it can take many years before a correct diagnosis is achieved, because in the early stages of the disease, the symptoms vary from individual to individual and can look like other diseases as well.
Yes, this is one of the things. The uncertainty of getting a diagnosis for patients is one of the most traumatic things, isn't it? It can take years with people not knowing what's wrong with them. Is that right?
Yes. I've heard of people who've taken up to a decade to get the correct diagnosis. Others, I heard of one person who was diagnosed with Parkinson's and treated for it for 20 years and turned out not to have it.
Now, how many Australians do suffer from Parkinson's?
It's the numbers vary. It's around about 80,000, 70,000, some number like that.
So it's a very, very widespread problem in Australia.
Yes, it's the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to what you've been doing, why is your method such a useful method?
Because the difference between the white blood cells from Parkinson's patients and those from healthy individuals is so dramatic. So this fourfold increase in the rate at which they use oxygen, so they're four times more active, is very dramatic. So when we did the experiments, the Parkinson's patient cells and the normal healthy cells fell into two really clear distinct groups. So it makes the test very reliable.
Right. And I believe you were trialing patients, is that correct?
Yes, so we did a trial with about 38 patients, 29 individuals rather, 29 Parkinson's patients and 9 healthy controls. So it's still only a small sample. And that it worked really well. And on the strength of that, we've been awarded funding from the Michael J. Fox Foundation and their Australian funding partners to follow it up and enlarge the study, basically.
Oh, that's incredible. And have you been in? You've been in contact with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, have you? Or what's the...
Yes. Yeah. We have currently hold a grant from them, and we're currently working using that funding to make this study larger. So by the end of it, we will have a total of 100 individuals instead of our current 38.
Mm-hmm. But does Michael J. Fox get involved himself, or?
No, not directly. He has the foundation has a group of very well qualified people, mm-hmm. who do this for him.
Yes, because he's certainly an amazing ambassador for Parkinson's.
Yeah. I mean, he's involved sort of at the executive sort of level, I think, but mm-hmm. But not in the day to day stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the practicalities of a definitive diagnostic test?
Well, it needs a few things. It needs to be sensitive and specific, so it needs to be able to pick up people with the disease and not misidentify healthy people. It also needs not to miss people who have the disease, so you don't want to get a misdiagnosis in either direction. It also needs to be very specific, and that's a question that we still haven't answered at this point. We would like to know whether this test will give the same result for other diseases that are closely related but different to Parkinson's, and what will happen if we have individuals with diseases that are less like Parkinson's, such as Alzheimer's disease, for example. But to do that, we need to do more patients. We need access to more patients and more funding for that.
Well, it sounds an amazing breakthrough. So, you know, what are you doing next?
Well, we're trying to enlarge the study with the Michael J. Fox funding. We're trying to, we want to answer those questions about how specific it is and verify how reliable it is. At the moment, it's about 95% reliable. And also verify how early in the disease we can actually detect it. So in our pilot study, we had patients from as little as 2 years post-diagnosis up to more than 30, and the test worked equally well all the way through mm-hmm. that period. So that suggests that it might even work even before clinical symptoms.
Well, that's terrific. Thanks, Professor Parkinson. Sounds like Australians are leading the way on Parkinson's.
Yes, it's very exciting.